Welcome to Life Community Church. We are a lively, growing church in the heart of Royal Leamington Spa. We trust that this message will encourage you and help you to live a life full of purpose as God intended.
Morning, everyone. Great to see you. So, yeah, I actually officially retire on the 31st of August, so got a few little bits of tidying up to do before I finish. Someone once said to me, what's the best two things about teaching? And I said, July and August. Yeah, it's a good line. Don't do that at interview, though. Yeah, that's not going to help you. So it's great to be with you guys this morning. I preached my first ever sermon in this church 41 years ago when I was 19, so do the math. And the reason I look so young is that I use oil of ole. So it's important to moisturise, isn't it, friends? Very important. So there's a great story about a husband and a wife, and they went out shopping. Any husbands like to go shopping with their wives? It's just me and Dave. I don't mind a bit of shopping. Just me and Dave. I was shopping in Leamington yesterday. Yeah, beautiful. We went to Fatbirds for some breakfast and then did a bit of shopping with my wife, Jo, and my daughter Chloe. So there you go. So anyway, husband and wife, they were out shopping and they agreed to meet up at a certain place. And if you're a husband, you know you need to be on time, don't you? Very important. Anyway, this husband wasn't on time. He was late, and his wife got crosser and crosser, and she eventually called his mobile and said, I've been waiting here for 20 minutes. Where the heck are you? The husband said, darling, I'm sorry. You remember that jewellery shop where you fell in love with a diamond necklace? And I said I couldn't afford it, but I'd buy it for you at a later date. His wife replied, oh, yes, sweetie, I remember. The husband said, I'm in the pub next door. I love that. I love that. It's a good line. He's a brave man, isn't he? Yeah, brave man. So like the husband in the story, the God we encounter in Psalm 23, he's not a disappointment. He's not a disappointment. So the book of Psalms, it's amazing. It's a collection of 150 ancient Hebrew poems, songs, and prayers. The writers of the New Testament, 23. So let's, if you've got a Bible, have a look at Psalm 23. If you've got a device, have a look at Psalm 23. I'm always curious in church when people are on their devices, are they in Psalm 23 or are they booking a holiday? Hopefully they're in Psalm 23. Both are good. Both are good. Psalm 23, I love it. For more than 3,000 years, God has used this psalm to bring strength and comfort and hope and encouragement to his people in difficult times. It's amazing. It's probably one of the most well-known scriptures, isn't it? I was up the pub with some mates from school, and I was on about the fact that someone in my church says, well, now that you're retiring, John, why don't you do a little Instagram thing every week? I says, okay. I think the young people call them reels. Is that correct? So I'm going to do this eventually. And it's going to be called John 3:16, and I'm going to release it every Monday at 3:16 p.m. I was saying to the people at the pub, do you know John 3:16? They hadn't heard of that, but they had heard of Psalm 23, because we probably encounter it at funerals, don't we? It brings comfort to God's people. And so let's dive in. Just six verses. Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Fantastic. Fantastic. I have 3 points this morning, but before we dive into the first point, what was the sheep's favourite car? A Lamborghini. Come on, friends. Get with the programme. Point one, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. So as a shepherd, God loves us and he gives us direction. I love that. He gives us direction. We're not on our own, friends. We can know the guidance of Almighty God. Anyone been on holiday lately? Anyone found that the sat-nav wasn't as reliable as you hoped? Yeah, it takes you down. We've been in Devon, and it takes you down those little country roads, doesn't it? Where it thinks it's going to be the quickest route, but you get behind a tractor. Anyone had that experience? Fantastic. God is a guide, and he leads us to good places. He gives us direction. The Eastern Shepherds in the time of David, when David was writing Psalm 23, they guarded and guided their sheep. They led them. They provided sheep for them. They led them to places of sustenance and water. They took care of them when they were weary. They rescued them when they were lost and alone. They knew their names, and they cared for them. Beautiful, isn't it? We've been in Derbyshire this last week on a kids' camp in a place called Dovedale. And I got up, one of the first people up every morning to make my wife a cup of tea. So I'm well trained. 6:30, up to get a cup of tea. And the one thing you can hear in Derbyshire at 6:30 in the morning is sheep. They're everywhere. Bah, bah, bah. They're everywhere. And sheep want to be cared for. The shepherd rescued them when they were lost and alone. He knew their names, and he cared for them. Jesus is like that. He knows your name, and he cares for you. Jesus is the good shepherd. John chapter 10, verses 1 to 3. I'll tell you the truth. The man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. He's not a good guy. Anyone appreciate thieves and robbers? They just nick your stuff, don't they? They're up to no good. The man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. Isn't that a wonderful picture of Jesus the shepherd? He knows your name. He will be saved. He will come in and go out. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Isn't that amazing? The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Another version says, I've come that you might have life and have it in abundance. I love that. Have it in abundance. Fantastic. James Boyce says this. It's remarkable that the Lord would call himself our shepherd. In Israel, a shepherd like David had got the unpleasant assignment. Jehovah has chosen to be our shepherd. The great God of the universe has stooped down to take care of you and me. Thank you, Lord. The great God of the universe, Jesus Christ, is our good shepherd, and he stoops down to take care of me and you. So if you're struggling in life, you can count on the shepherd. If you've got challenges, you can count on the shepherd. He will guide you, he will lead you. The word good in verse 11 of John 10, it means intrinsically good, beautiful, fair. Jesus is our shepherd, he's our substitute, he loves us, he guides us, and he died for us. Hip, hip. That's brilliant, isn't it? He's our shepherd. And he leads us. And he guides us. I've been a Christian since I was 14. And in a few weeks, on the 8th of September, I'll be 61. Looking good. He's never let me down. He's always guided me. He's always led me. Thank you, Lord, to quiet waters. He restores my soul. When we were at CLM Church, we had a farmer in our church. And I asked him about this, that when a sheep gets all woolly and big and it falls over, it can't get off its back. It's similar with old people when they fall over. They can't get up easily. I know this now, I'm nearly 61. You know, putting on my shoes is a big effort in the morning. What's the point I'm making? When a sheep would fall on its back and not be able to get back up, they called it restoring it. Confirm this with a farmer. That's cool, isn't it? Have you ever found in life that you're struggling? We serve a God who puts us the right way up. I've found in life that I can't do it on my own. That's why I'm a Jesus follower. Because this thing called life has got its challenges. This thing called life has got challenging situations and circumstances. But we serve a God who restores our soul. Thank you, Lord. He restores my soul. He's our shepherd. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. The amazing thing in this simple psalm is a simple message. We can have confidence in God. He'll get us there. He'll get us there. He is with us. He's for us. He will guide us every single step. The valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Wow. So, the Lord is my companion. As a companion, God gives us protection. Psalm 23 is a song that Jesus, our sinless Messiah, sings. We can rise above fear. Why? Because he is with me. Say it together. He is with me. It's brilliant. He's with us every step of the way. The Lord is my companion. Fear's a killer, isn't it? Fear is faith in reverse gear. It takes us backwards. Comes on us all, doesn't it, from time to time. Fear, sometimes for good reason, sometimes we can't work it out. Fear takes us backwards. Faith takes us forwards. When we know that God is with us. I love what it says. Green pastures, still waters. Life is a collection of green pastures, still waters, and dark valleys. We love the imagery of green pastures, don't we? Oh, fantastic. We love the imagery of still waters, lovely. Anyone want to be in a dark valley? But life is full of all three, isn't it? There's times when we're by the still waters and it's great. There's times when we're in the green pastures and it's lovely. There's times when we're in the dark valley and it's not nice, but God is with us. God is with us. Green pastures, still waters speak of peace, provision, rest, replenishment. And it's interesting, in the time of Israel, we've probably got a window into this summer. We've got an area out the front of our house that we normally call it the green. We now call it the yellow. Yeah? Because it ain't looking green. It just looks dowdy and yellow. And it was a bit like that in the time of David in Israel. It wasn't like there were green pastures everywhere. It wasn't like England in the winter when we've had lots of rain and it's, you know, it's a green and pleasant land for a good reason, isn't it? We got lots of rainfall in the winter. Rain is coming. And maybe this country might even build a reservoir. Imagine that. But did you know the last time we built a reservoir in this country was 1992? Phenomenally daft that, isn't it? Because we got a lot of rain in the winter. Green pastures. In Israel, in the time of David, it was desert-like. Not like a lush English hillside. And so what's the shepherd doing? He's looking for still waters. He's looking for green pastures because he knows his sheep need sustenance. Yeah? He knows his sheep need sustenance. It's like being a parent on a motorway when you got the kids in the back. They want to get to that service station, don't they, hey? They want to get there. I remember being on a journey to Woolacombe in North Devon when my daughter Molly was 3, and we were half an hour down the lane, and she said, "Daddy, are we there yet?" Sometimes it feels that arriving at our destination takes a long time, yes? But God is in the driving seat. He is leading us. He is our companion. It was desolate, and the shepherd would seek out places that provided water for his flock. When I was a young man at CLM, we had a lovely evangelist in the church called Alf Harley, and he used to say this: "All my experiences are mountaintops. Sometimes I'm on top of the mountain, and sometimes the mountain is on top of me." Have you found that in life? Sometimes it's great. We're full of faith. We're on top of the mountain. Sometimes the mountain's on top of us. Folks, through the ups and downs of life, God is with us. He is with us. We can overcome fear. Why? Because we know the presence of God. The writer to the Hebrews, he says a similar thing, and I found this so useful in times of fear and challenge. Hebrews 13. God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." So we say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid." If you're going through times of challenge, friends, look up Hebrews 13 and confess it and speak it out. John Wesley, the great Methodist, used to say, on the days that he struggled in faith, when he was reading the scriptures, he would read it aloud. Something powerful about confession, isn't there? God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." So we say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid." Sometimes we need to make that confession, don't we? Yeah? So many times in the scripture when God says, "Be of good courage, I am with you, do not be afraid." Why is he saying it? Because they were afraid. And so, you know, it's great to quote these scriptures when all is good and fluffy and nice and wonderful, but it's even more important to do it when we're struggling. Yeah? Speak it out. Be of good courage. In verse 4 of Psalm 23, David speaks of the darkest valley, or the valley of the shadow of death. And I love what C.H. Spurgeon says about verse 4. He puts it like this: A shadow cannot stop a man's pathway. The shadow of a dog cannot bite. I love that. We used to run a Sunday school in Tarlehill in Coventry, and every Saturday morning we used to go out leafleting for the Sunday school, and there was a certain house where I knew there was a huge dog. And I remember saying to the Lord, speak to these people from another method other than my leaflet. There was little yappy dogs, and then there was big dogs who waited for you to get your hand through the draft excluder, and then you heard a thud on the door as you thought it was coming through. Spurgeon said this, a shadow cannot stop a man's pathway. The shadow of a dog cannot bite. The shadow of a sword cannot kill. The shadow of death cannot destroy us. Therefore, let us not be afraid. I love that. Point three, final point. We're coming into land. The Lord is my host. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Me and Dave have got a mutual friend that we like to have. How long is that song by Earth, Wind and Fire? Do you remember the 21st night of September? 40 years ago. Anyway, my friend Simon, when I first started going out with Joe, he never got the hint that we needed time together. He went everywhere with us. And I'd be like, I'd quite like to hold Joe's hand and have a kiss at this point, but Simon would be there. Anyway, the one thing we know about Simon is he loves food. So I remember saying to him, Si, here's a fiver. Go off and get yourself a baguette. I'll see you in half an hour. He was following me everywhere. What does the Bible say about the presence and goodness of God? Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. We can't get away from it. The goodness, the favor, the blessing of God. Even when you turn away from him, he wants relationship with you. Even when you turn your back on him, he wants to be with you. He wants to be in relationship with you. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Friends, we're an overflowing people. As a host, God gives us his provision. We can know his kindness. We can know his goodness. We can know his help. We can know his presence. David envisions the provision and goodness given by God as a host, inviting David to a rich table prepared for him. It's like an all-you-can-eat buffet. You know, one of the good ones. Fantastic. David looks forward with confidence in God. He has known God's help in life, and he will know his presence in eternity. I'd like to finish with some verses from Revelation chapter 21 and then just a closing reflection. And John, the writer of the Revelation, is speaking about a new heaven and a new earth, and the title in the NIV is The New Jerusalem. This is what it says. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. Friends, we're overcomers. I am an overcomer. Why don't you shout it out? I am an overcomer. We're overcomers in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I am making all things new. Responded to the call to be a Jesus follower, to give you an opportunity this morning to follow the great shepherd of the sheep, Jesus. And if you're here and you just want to make that commitment to say, yes, I want to be a Jesus follower. I want to know this shepherd leading me and helping me. And I'll see it. You can put it again. And that will acknowledge to me that you want to follow Jesus the shepherd. If that's you this morning, we give you some time to raise your right hand now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And then I just had, as I was preparing this week, just this thought about the fact that in the challenges of life, he is with us. I'm just going to read Psalm 23 again. And as you hear it, if you are in a challenging situation and just need to know that the shepherd is with you, I want you to stand and I'd love to pray for you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. If you need to know his provision, why don't you stand now? He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. If you need to know his peace, why don't you stand right now? He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. If you need to know the restoration of God, I'd love to pray for you. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I want to tell you today, friends, when God is with us, when the shepherd is by our side, we don't need to fear anything, even death itself. And if that is something that has been plaguing you lately, I'll tell you, you can know peace in the depth of your soul that God is with you and it is well with your soul. And if that is you, you can stand now. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. And if you are in a situation where enemies are all around and you feel hemmed in, know that in the midst of it, God is your provider. He provides for you a rich table of good things. And if you need to know God's presence in the midst of trouble and strife and enemies at the gate, why don't you stand now as a declaration of knowing that in the midst of it, the living God is your shield. Finally, verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You are just making a declaration this morning of the Lord forever. Thank you, Lord. Why don't we, where we are, just lift our hands to heaven and just begin to declare those things over our lives? We open our mouths wide, Lord. We make a declaration this morning. Let's do it right now. We make a declaration that the Lord is our shepherd, that he's our provider, that he will lead us, that he will restore us, that he will guide us, that we will be people of righteousness, that we will take the name of Jesus and live for him, that we will walk the Christian walk even through times of darkness and despair, that we will overcome fear in Jesus' name, that we will not even fear death because we know that God is with us every step of the way. Thank you, Lord. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Lord, comes from you. Let us know that blessing that comes from you. Let us know that favor that comes from you. Let us know that provision that comes from you. We declare an open heaven over our lives in this season, Lord, that we will know the goodness of God in the land of the living. Psalm 27, you will know the goodness of God in the land of the living. We declare it, we believe it, we receive it in Jesus' name.
Gabrielle, you